Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in. Time for another podcast today. Chatting a little bit more about politics. This is a very important issue, in my opinion. Dr. Frieda, who has a PhD in psychology, is now going to be talking about Putin and the destructive nature of his personality. Dr. Birnbaum, you've got the mic as long as you want it.
Thank you so much, Al. Always a pleasure. Putin displays lack of remorse for his unethical decisions. And the negative effect has these innocent people is something that he is not responsible for. You know, he also fails to accept responsibility for typical blames. And when something goes wrong, he blames other people. He does not take that kind of responsibility. He is an authoritarian political leader. He's more likely to take important decisions himself, and he maintains a distance between himself and others, though the use of punishment and threats is something that's very common with him. Here's something interesting that happened with him, because he has this antisocial tendencies. And one example is when Angela Merkel, the Chancellor of Germany, first met with him. He deliberately brought his dog along with him to the meeting, and he knew that she was afraid of dogs, so he was really trying to intimidate her. And another example that we know about is the poisoning and imprisonment of the opposition leader, Alexei Navalny, with the disregard for due process. So autocratic leaders with dark personalities, they refuse to believe they need to listen to others or engage in conflict resolution. Instead, displays of power may work better for them. So this is the way they function. They really don't function in mainstream society, and they absolutely do not go along with our rules. So research our narcissistic leadership also suggests that giving honest feedback on behavior, such as calling out lying, can help to keep such leaders under control, which is a surprise, because you'd think that if you brought their attention to them and they know what they're doing, they would push back even further. So this is something that's very interesting. But this should not evolve into a public humiliation, because their egos are so high, because this could easily make matters much worse. So these autocratic leaders, they care more about their public image, what people think of them. And so the effectiveness of economic sanctions cause poverty. And as both the leader and the people, they feel victimized, and then they bond together by their community and their opposing international community is a force that they all have to reckon with. So Putin controls information to instill uncertainty and fear among the Russian people, which unites them even more. So this may make their support authoritarian leadership for their own protection something that they really do want. And the international community should show solidarity rather than anger or prejudice to prevent this type of fear, which sustains violent leadership. And, you know, this can help with our knowledge of their functioning to limit their destructive behavior. This is very important to know. And what's interesting about this whole editorial I'm giving you right now is that Trump was able to do this. He showed solidarity to prevent fear and created unity among these type of leaders and these dictators. So there you go, something that Trump knew all along that our president today just doesn't seem to get. And things are getting worse all the time. And we need to be able to realize that we need to be able to strategize more with this egocentric leader in Russia.
Frieda, I got a question for you. You mentioned that you put Biden in the same category from a personality standpoint as you put Putin, and you basically talk about being narcissistic. I have to say that because he went 50 years and never really accomplished a whole lot in politics, I would have to say, and is now the president of the United States, which is a shame, I would have to say that probably that our current president is very much a narcissist. Would you agree with that?
Our current president is someone who is clueless, first, and he's a narcissist only because he's not flexible to what's going on in our country. He chooses topics that he feels will make him look good, but the topics are not necessarily on stream with what we really do need to hear. What is going on in Ukraine and taking care of this is more important than any of the speeches that he's going to make and promises that he hasn't kept necessarily. So we do need more strength. We do need to be able to have less fear of Putin, how he's bullying our president by saying if he brings any more military aid, that there's going to be a fear factor and repercussions for us as well. We need somebody who's going to push back and somebody who's going to protect us. I definitely don't feel protected. And, you know, I definitely don't feel safe. I felt that way with Trump. He really pushed everyone back. And he was made sure that our military ammunition and weapons were going to be there for us. And he was going to spend more money on that as well. So that's where he was going. And that's not where our country has been going as far as spending more money on weapons of destruction, so we can be a stronger force than Russia.
You know, the one comment that I would make, Frieda, is that I agree with your comment about become a strong force. I don't think there's any question about your comment about that one. That's 100% accurate. I want to say one thing interesting that just happened to me yesterday. Where I live, which is north of Bellingham, Washington, by quite a ways, kind of out in the sticks, I want to say that I made a weekly trip into the mall. We have one mall, and that's it in the area. I made a weekly trip into that mall yesterday, and I was walking around. I noticed that probably 90% of the stores in that mall have absolutely no help other than a cash register, someone working the cash register. And I also noticed that in that mall, the level of vacancy was very, very low. A bit of a contradiction to what the president is saying about we're in a great, strong economic recovery. We are definitely not at this point, my opinion. Any comments on that?
Yes, absolutely. He talks about things that make him look good, but they're not relatable. They're not relative to what's really going on. As you're walking around and you're seeing firsthand that our economy is horrible with the inflation. And now I heard that they're actually taking products and making them smaller. We're paying the same for less. So it's really changing the way our economy is today. We're getting less, we're getting paid less, and we have to spend more. Stores are closed all over the place. My husband has some strips, a store, restaurant, and some residential places in the village. Half of the places are empty. The billboards are empty. We were driving into the city yesterday. We said, what happened to the billboards? There aren't any. So it's becoming less populated, the city. It's becoming more apparent. And then we have a president telling us how great everything is. You know, get a grip on things. We're not stupid. Maybe he is. And how he got into this to begin with, I guess Bernie helped him get the vote, more votes, and his political arena helped him get in. But and also, who knows about the ballots, how that happened with boxes found all over the place and, you know, absentee voters voting and people who were not around voting and people were voting from, you know, not going in. Who knows who really voted for them? So all this lack of transparency is going on all around us, and I'm just hoping that people will be smart enough not to vote him in. That's our only chance and possibility of having security in our country and taking our country back. We're known to be a power country. We're known to be the leadership. Where is our leadership going? It's gone global. We're giving it away in pieces. We need to take it all back. You know, let's be able to have the qualities we had before so people can look to us and see that we can make a huge difference. We're failing, and slowly, we're gradually going downhill.
Dr. Frieda, you're a princess. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
About today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.